Breach of Promise by Anne Perry. Read by Terence Hardiman. Chapter 1. Oliver Rathbone leaned back in his chair and let out a sigh of satisfaction. He had just successfully completed a long and tedious case. He had won most substantial damages for his client over a wrongful accusation. The man's name was completely cleared, and he was grateful. He had told Rathbone that he was brilliant, and Rathbone had accepted the compliment with grace and appropriate humility, brushing it aside as more courtesy than truth. But he had worked very hard and exercised excellent judgment. He had once again used the skills which had made him one of the finest barristers in London, if not in England. He found himself smiling in anticipation of a most pleasant evening at Lady Hardesty's ball. Miss Annabel Hardesty had been presented to the Queen, and had even earned an agreeable comment from Prince Albert. She was launched upon society. It was an evening in which all manner of victories might be celebrated. It would be a charming affair. There was a knock on the door, interrupting his reverie. Yes? He sat up straight. He was not expecting anyone. He had rather thought he would go home early, perhaps take a short walk in the park and enjoy the late spring air, see the chestnuts coming into bloom. The door opened, and Sims, his chief clerk, looked in. What is it? Rathbone asked with a frown. A young gentleman to see you, Sir Oliver. Sims replied very seriously. He has no appointment, but seems extremely worried. His brow puckered with concern, and he looked at Rathbone.